Thank you. There's a man who lives beside me who fought in World War II. He proudly waves old glory from high upon his roof. He starts out every morning like it's Independence Day. I've seen him at attention salute the flag and say, I love this land from sea to shining sea. I love this land, home of the brave and free. I love the liberty, the justice, and the truth on which we stand. Across this country, in big cities, little towns, while mama's getting ready, dad pulls the car around. They join the congregation to sing Amazing Grace. They're free to worship Jesus, and they are free to pray. I love the liberty, the justice, and the truth on which we stand. One nation under God. I love this land. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I love this land.
We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What a blessing it is to be a United States American. Amen. Amen. Could have been born anywhere else, but God seemed fit to place us here. What a blessing. This is still 4th of July weekend, and hope everybody is enjoying yourself this weekend. I hope you had a great 4th, and hope everybody stayed safe. And but anyway, it has been a good week this past week. Lots been going on, and I want to share a few things, if I could, this morning before I toss it back to Brother Allen. I do want to say that Brother Leonard Palmer, he was scheduled to go, I believe it was Friday, to have his immune therapy for his cancer treatment. And he got there, and there wasn't enough medical staff. I've never heard of that before. And that was Northside and Canton. And so they moved that to Monday, maybe Tuesday. So please remember Brother Leonard and Miss Dolores in your prayers as they begin this process. I believe it's going to be like 16 hours at a time, three separate times. But just remember this, if you would. Miss Carla Rich, her brother Don, is in hospice care. So the last I heard, so please remember her brother Don in your prayers. Brother Trell Norton gave us a prayer request. A friend, Greg Clare, who has bone cancer, lives in Alabama. Let's lift him up in prayer. Also, Miss Diane Ely, she's been back and forth to the doctor because of her back, and she's had treatments and other things, but nothing's worked. They're going back on the 17th to talk about possible surgery. I know we've said that before, but they're trying to put surgery off, but it looks like that's the only thing that's going to help. And so just remember that, if you would. Got several announcements to make. Remember, ladies, on this coming up Thursday, ladies' prayer brunch at 11 a.m. in the fellowship hall. And it's a wonderful time to break away from your men and be with the ladies. And if you are indeed in a relationship, but come on and be part of this. It's a great time of encouragement. Get to eat a little bit, and there's always a Bible lesson and a time of prayer. A little mini devotion. So just remember this coming up Thursday at 11 o'clock in the fellowship hall. Also remember, we are continuing our monthly outreach that we started back in January, and this will be this coming up Saturday at 10 o'clock. If you have not been a part of this, come be part of it. You'll be blessed. In fact, it got so exciting last outreach we had. Someone thought I was a Jehovah's Witness. And so we got down the road. I believe Hassan was with me, and we got down the road and was, you know, knocking on doors and handing out invitations to church. And here a man came running after me, and I said, "Well, all right, Lord, whatever you want to happen is about to happen." And he bent over. He started breathing real heavy. He said, "Please forgive me. Please forgive me. I thought you was a Jehovah's Witness." And he said, "Y'all are out here doing the Lord's work. God bless you. I'm so sorry." And so I told somebody that day, I don't know, I think it was Hassan and Jeff, "We're going to get some hats that says, I'm not a Jehovah's Witness." There is a difference. There is a difference. And so just remember that. This coming up Saturday at 10 o'clock. And two, we're coupling this, not only inviting people to church, but our VBS, which is right around the corner. We're doing a short VBS this year, but nonetheless, we are having VBS back, and that's going to be the 19th through the 21st. It's on the sign. Thank you, Jeff and Sharon, for that display. On Friday, 6 to 9 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 12, and Sunday will be the commencement service at 5 o'clock. I do want to say this, that Sunday morning, Stephen Sapp will be here preaching for us on the 21st. And, of course, Kristen and the kids will be here for VBS, too, so that's going to be very encouraging. I got Brother Alan Clayton preaching on the 28th, Sunday a.m. My family and I, we're going out of town on our yearly family vacation right after VBS, and we'll be heading back on the 28th. So I got Brother Alan that morning. That night, got Brother Kevin Brook preaching. So remember that, if you would. Got a lot going on this month. Got a lot going on next month. Speaking of next month, Miss Mary Ann Sanveen, do you have something you want to...
Next month, August 25th, we're going to be having a talent show, and we need people with talent. Or not. You don't have to have any talent. I don't, and I'm going to do something. So, me and Randy's going to do something. So, we need more people. There's a sign-up sheet here. This is going to be a lot of fun, and it's a fundraiser. So, everybody sees what's going on around the church, all the beautiful stuff that they're getting done. We want to keep it going.
Amen.
So, sign up.
look, it's Calvary's Got Talent. You really don't have to have talent. You just got to have bravery, okay? And so come on and be a part of it. One more thing. It's going to be a great night. Thank you, Miss Marianne, for that. It's going to be a great night. It will be on a Sunday night. We'll be downstairs. It's going to have a good time of fellowship. Again, it's a fundraiser to continue raising funds so that we can make our way in the sanctuary and begin to beautify things in here. And so just remember that. Remember all these things. And the last thing I do want to say, homecoming this year will be September 1st. On Sunday. I know that's Labor Day weekend. Labor Day's Monday, but it really falls in line really good because we're not having service that night anyway because it's homecoming. So remember that. Brother Snyder will be preaching for us then. Pick up a bulletin. Everything I mentioned is in your bulletin. You glad you're here this morning? Say amen. 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 Well, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. And Lord, I'm so very thankful that we have a lot of things going on here at the church, Lord. We are trying to be a living, breathing, Father, hands and feet of Jesus here at the church. And so I pray you'll bless our efforts, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our visitors. Thank you, Lord, for those who have been coming. I pray that you'd bless them. I pray today that you'll be with all these requests, God. You know who needs what. Those that we did mention, I pray that you would be with them. And God, I pray that if there's someone here this morning that doesn't know you personally, I pray that today would be the day of salvation for them. Maybe there's a Christian that's following from afar. I pray you'll bring them close. Maybe there's a believer that's here that's struggling. I pray you encourage them. Save the lost. Bless the saved. Give us a great meeting this morning and tonight. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. And amen. Brother Al.
Amen. Church, if you'll stand with me, choir, if you'll stand with me, you may have heard one of the lyrics of that song said, they joined the congregation to sing Amazing Grace. Well, that's what we're going to do this morning. Everyone stand, everyone sing. Page 57 if you need it. Amazing Grace. Just continue to pray that we're still in search of a pianist, keyboard player, and we've reached out to some folks. Thus far, we haven't been able to reel anyone in, but we just need to make that a matter of prayer, and we're pressing on Brother Randy and press him hard. It's a lot to keep up with and a lot going on here that he does at Calvary, and we're so thankful for his willingness to jump in and to be of help. But we do believe that the Lord has someone out there. And so if you'll just make that a matter of prayer, it's what we're trying our best to do, to pray and seek the Lord's will and to seek who the Lord might have for us. So if you're listening out there somewhere, come on to Calvary. But please. But just make that a matter of prayer, and we sure appreciate it. But let's go to him in a word of prayer. And please remember the service this evening. Brother Randy and I usually come on board a little early, and we work on some songs to try and get to be ready for the next Sunday. So if you'll make that a matter of prayer as well. We just want to find the Lord's will and try our best to stay in the Lord's will concerning the choir and the music. But we sure appreciate your prayers. Father, we love you. And we praise you, and we do thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to be in your house this morning. Lord, some are unable to be here due to sickness or other issues. Some may be traveling, Lord, from vacations and things such as that. But, Lord, we are able to be here today. Lord, I pray that we've come here for one reason. That would be to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, I pray that when we leave this place today, we'll leave a different people than when we came in. Maybe we could leave just a little bit closer to you, Lord, because of what we'll hear from your word, maybe a song, maybe a word spoken that would just touch someone's heart. But Lord, we pray especially if there's someone here today that's never accepted you as their personal Savior. Lord, may this be the day they'd realize that and come to know you as the Lord of their lives. Surrender to you, Lord, for salvation. Lord, I pray that you just touch that heart today and draw them to salvation. Be with us. Lord, be with our pastor as he brings a message. Lord, be with the choir as we continue to sing. Accept our worship and our praise, and we will praise you for all you do and who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
A storm on the horizon, walk me through as I face a fear and danger. Walk me through when the darkness hovers near and I don't. Walk me through. Walk me through. Walk me through. Give me strength to keep my eyes on you. Of the truth, carry
Brother Allen, I just want to give praise to my Lord this morning. I don't do it enough, and I don't want to miss an opportunity. There have been so many times when I didn't think I could walk through, but He's always guided me and held me up and strengthened me, and I'm so thankful for that this morning.
Walk me through, walk me through. I'm glad the Lord walks us through. I'm not trying to sound spiritual, I'm just telling you the truth. The Lord walks us through. I can remember growing up as a little boy, being scared on the first day of school. Dad was working and Mom would walk me in to my class homeroom, scared to death, but while I was hanging on to Mom's hand, I knew I was fine. And appreciate the Lord being there, holding our hand. You know, someone said one time that sometimes in life, we have a hold of God. There's other times where God has a hold of us. And I'm glad and thankful the times where I feel great in the Lord and feel like I'm high on the mountain and overcoming every obstacle. But I'm much more glad during the times where it feels like life is falling apart, yet God still has a hold of me. Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate all those things. Walk me through. James chapter number 4 this morning. James chapter number 4. While we're turning to James, I want to say I appreciate Miss Glenda's testimony. Is there someone else who has one while we're making our way to James? Just wanted to throw that out there. Just in case. Amen. 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 What a sight. Wish y'all would have seen it. All right. Anybody else? Amen. Amen. James chapter number 4 this morning. I'm going to bow for a word of prayer and then I want to ask a question to you. Father, we love you this morning. We are thankful for the few testimonies that we heard. You indeed are our strength. You're our joy. Because of you, we are who we are and where we are and where we're going to be at one day. I pray for the next few moments you'd give me a clear head, a calm heart. Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord, to convey the truths of your word, rightly dividing your truths to the hearts of your people. Holy Spirit, let there be a connection from the pulpit to the pew. We love you today and we thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen. Don't answer out loud. I just want to ask. If I asked you who wants peace this morning, who wants joy, who wants contentment, who wants victories over struggles, who wants to find and fulfill their purpose on earth, who wants love in your family, who wants to be a help to others, to be bold in your witness. If I asked you that, who wants those things, I'm sure we would all say, I do, we do. My next question is, what are you doing to accomplish that? What are you doing for peace in your life? What are you doing for contentment? Do you have victory in your life? If not, why not? Do you know your purpose in life, God's purpose for you, or purposes? Are you providing love in your family, to your family? If not, why not? Are you sharing your faith if you're saved? If not, why not? This morning I asked those questions to present to you a truth, and that is, only drawing close with God will bring those things to pass. Only walking close to God will bring those things to pass. Walking close to God will bring lasting fulfillment. Don't turn there, but listen. Psalm 23, verse number 1. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I shall not be in want, but also I shall not want anything else. David said, "The Lord is my contentment. He satisfies me." Psalm 84, 11, the Bible says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly." Psalm 37, 4 says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Many of us this morning think that we know what we want in life. Maybe some of us do know. We think we have life by the horns, but in all actuality, we were created, which means we have a creator who made us and has a purpose for us, and He is the one that controls all and is above all. With that said this morning, go after God. Go after God. Let's go after God. And that's my title. Those three words. Go after God. James chapter number 4, notice if you would in verse number 8. The Bible says, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. I want to call your attention to that first phrase in verse number 8. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Go after God. If you're going after God, keep on going after God. If you've slacked up on going after God, tighten the lines in your spiritual life. If you don't know Him, get saved, receive Him as your personal Savior, and then go after Him. Go after God. We're living in a cold, callous world that will chew you up and spit you out. We all can testify to that. It's a dog-eat-dog world. We have a real enemy, and his name is Satan, that's looking to, listen to me, sabotage any progress in your life. Our flesh constantly wants to do its own selfish thing. So this morning we must go after the Lord. We must run to Jesus. He is our safe place. He's our strong tower. He's our refuge from the storm. He's joy. He's peace. He's love. He's how we get saved. He's how we get set free. He's how we get stable. This morning, the message is just simply this: go after God. This morning, about this subject, three things. Number one, if we are going to go after God and receive all that He has for us, number one, we must understand initiative. We must understand initiative. Notice again verse 8. Draw nigh to God. He says, James does, he says that we are to take the first step if we want a closer relationship with the Lord. So James places the first step of responsibility upon us. We must take the initiative. James says God is waiting on you. Draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. There's an initiative that must be taken if we want to get close to God. If we take a step, then God will take a step. Notice what he says. Draw nigh to God, take a step to God, and God will draw nigh to you. He will take a step to you. And so we must understand initiative. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you where you want to be spiritually? Do you have contentment this morning? Do you have joy? Do you have all these things, all the blessings of the Lord wrapped up within your heart and mind and life? Are you enjoying God? Are you happy with where you're at spiritually? If I take two steps, God will take two steps. This morning, the Lord is waiting on someone to take the first step. Before Peter walked on water, he had to take the first step. You say, Brother Justin, I would take a step this morning. I would take a step, but what if I fail? What if I step out and what if I take that step toward God in a particular situation, and what if I fail? Well, if you notice when Peter got out of the boat, number one, he took the first step. And yes, he saw the wind boisterous and all of those things in the waves, but then he said, Lord, save me. And the Bible says, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. Which means he was closer to Jesus out of the boat than anybody was in the boat. What if you fail stepping out of the boat? What if you fail taking a step toward God? Doesn't matter. Because God sees the effort And ultimately, while you are walking on water, He is there to help you if you fall. It's better to be out of the boat walking on uncertain waters than being in the boat of comfortability away from God. So this morning, somebody needs to take a step. Somebody needs to start walking on water. We must hunger and thirst for God and what He has for us. Listen, don't turn there. I'll give it to you. Psalm 63, verse 1. Oh God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. If you want to get close to God, you must thirst for God. When a person gets saved, the Lord gives them His nature. They have a new nature. So there will be a natural longing for God. And if you don't have that natural longing for the Lord, you may not be saved. And so therefore your first step is to get saved, accept Jesus. Then you will be a partaker of the divine nature. But there ought to be a hunger and there ought to be a thirst for God. There is an ancient tale from India about a young man who was seeking God. He went to a wise old man for help and asked, "How can I find God?" The old man took him to a nearby river. They waded into deep water. Soon the water was up to their chins. The young man was coughing up water and was gasping for air. Reaching the bank, he asked the old man, "What did that have anything to do with wanting more of God?" The old man asked him, "While you were underwater, what did you want more than anything?" The young man said, "Air." The old man replied, "When you want God as much as you wanted air, you will have more of God in your life." We need God this morning. We need to take the initiative. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. God is waiting on us this morning. And we must desire Him like we need air. We must be dependent upon Him like we are dependent upon H2O. Or air, I'm sorry. So Jesus is really the one, if you think about it, who took the first step when He left heaven's glory, came to earth, He bled, He died, He rose again for us. He really took the first step. Now it's time that we take a step towards Him. Listen, if we don't take steps toward God, we will be in the same place this time next year. Amen. If we don't take the initiative, if we don't draw close to God, if we don't take that step toward God, we will be in the same place spiritually as we, a year from now, as we were right now, or as we are right now. So let's take a step toward God. Enoch, in the Old Testament, Genesis 5:24, Enoch got so close to God, he walked with God. Enoch was walking with God one day. God must have said this: "Enoch, it's closer to my house than your house. Why don't we just go on to my house?" Genesis 5:24 says, "Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him." Let us walk so closely to God and hear His voice daily that we know which direction He wants us to take, and one day we'll be ready when the trumpet sounds. Let us take the initiative this morning and draw close to the Lord. So the question is, how do we take a step toward God? How do we walk closely to Him? Number one, accept Jesus as your Savior and get baptized. That's the very first step. And then after that, attend church on a regular basis. enjoy the fellowship, enjoy the teaching, the preaching, the singing, the public worship. Just attend church on a regular basis. Make time for prayer. Read your Bible. You know these things. Make room for God daily in all areas of your life. Talk to others about the Lord. These are steps you can make when it comes to getting close to the Lord. And so when we take a step, He takes a step. And so number one this morning, we must understand initiative. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Number two, not only we must understand initiative, but we must understand life. I mean, when it comes to going after God, we must understand life. What do you mean understand life? Three words. Life is short. Therefore, go after God. Life is short. Go after God. Look at verse 13 and 14, James 4. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even the vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. And so the word there in verse number 14, vapor. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor. It's a mist. We're here one day, and we're gone the next. Listen what the writer says in Psalm 90, verse number 12. He says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. There's 24 hours in a day, 365 days in the year. And the Bible says, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. God has handcrafted 365 days a year. And we are living in the present, and it's called a present because today is a gift. We can't do nothing about tomorrow. We can't do nothing about the future, but we can do something about today. And the truth about today is life is short. Life is a vapor. Therefore, go after the Lord this morning. Receive His salvation. Receive His purpose He has for you. Proverbs 27, verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow. For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. There's two dates and two days we can't control. We can't control our birthday, and we can't control our death day. But we can control the dash. You know, on the tombstone, you see the dash. There's the birthday, there's the death day, then there's the dash. We can't control when we're born, we can't control when we die, but we can control what we do in the meantime. What are you going to do with the dash in your life? What are you going to do with the dash? May I suggest walk with Jesus? May I suggest take it day by day? May I suggest yield yourself to Him and allow Him to direct your steps? May I suggest, if you don't know Jesus, get saved so that 100 years from now you can be in heaven worshiping Him. Notice, if you would, again, verse number 14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? You know, there's at least four ways people live their life. I've mentioned this before. I did an acrostic on the word life. You take the letter L-I-F-E and use a word per letter describing some of the ways people live their lives. Number one, there's the L for life. And some people live their life a lie. L-I-E. They live a lie. They put a mask on and they appear to be something that they're actually not in private. It means a lot to them to publicly display one thing, but privately there's something totally different. Let us not be hypocritical in our lives. Let us not live a lie this morning. Let us instead go after Jesus and live a life of faith. Some people live their life a lie. But then some people live their life according to the if factor. That's the I in the word life. If this would have happened, then this would have taken place. If this would have taken place, then I could have done this. If, and listen, I'm not making fun about that. I'm not belittling the if factor. I find myself often wondering, what if? I remember, you remember well as well, the story of Lazarus, and he died. And Mary said, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. And then we know the scripture says around in that area, Jesus wept. We know he raised him from the dead to exhibit his power. Some people in this life live their life a lie, but other people in this life live their life according to the if factor. We must understand life. Life is short. Don't live it a lie, and don't live it according to the if factor. There's the word F in life, and that has to do with faith. The Bible says, the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. It is a faith life. Habakkuk illustrated that well to us. And in the book of Habakkuk, and he talked about in that book toward the end, it's only a few chapters, but he said, though the tree is barren, and though there's no fruit, I will trust in the Lord. Faith is what it's all about. And so when we don't see things happening as we would like for to see those things happening, and when things aren't going the way we think they should go, we must live by faith and trust that God knows best. So there's the F, faith. Are you living by faith this morning? But then there's the letter E, which stands for empty. Empty. Some people live their life empty. We know the story in the book of Ruth of Naomi and her family moving to Moab. We know Elimelech died. We know that Mahlon and Chilion died. And Naomi heard that there was bread back in Bethlehem. So she was going back to Bethlehem. And Orpha wanted to go. And Ruth wanted to go. Orpha said, she's staying here. She kissed her and went back to Moab, or stayed in Moab. And Ruth cleaved to Naomi. And they went back to Bethlehem. And the Bible says when she got there, they started calling her name. It's Naomi, it's Naomi. She said, no, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara, for I am bitter. The Lord hath brought me home again empty, empty. So many people this morning are living their lives empty and unfulfilled. If you are empty and unfulfilled this morning, run to Jesus and He will be your satisfaction. Some people live their life for the if factor. Some people live their life a lie. But let us all strive to live our life by faith. Turn, if you would, for a moment. We haven't turned yet. Turn to Job chapter number 6. Job chapter number 6 for just a moment. I'm sorry, Job chapter number 7. Job 7, verse 6. Listen to this. Job 7 and verse 6. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. That weaver's shuttle was used to weave and create tapestry, cloths or whatnot. In our day, we use sewing machines. And in that sewing machine, that needle, it it carries the thread, being fed by thread, it goes down. And what Job is saying here is, that's how fast life is going by. It's like a weaver shuttle. It's like a sewing machine. That needle head. It's 2024 now. You want to know how fast 2023 went by? I was born in 82. It's 2024 now. You want to know how fast those years went by? Like a weaver shuttle. Like a sewing machine. The little needle that's bobbing up and down. One day leads to 2 days. 2 days leads to 3 days. And before you know it, you look back on your life and you're not young anymore. You're much older and hopefully with a lot of wisdom. Job is saying that God is putting together something in my life like a weaver shuttle. And no doubt God is putting something together in your life. God's putting together something in my life. We just need to go after God and give Him full access. And let Him weave something beautiful together for His honor and His glory. And so, we must understand life when it comes to going after God. Life is so short. Someone wrote this one time. There was a very cautious man who never laughed or played. He never risked. He never tried. He never sang or prayed. And when one day passed away, his insurance was denied. For since he never really lived. Let me read that again. There was a very cautious man who never laughed or played. He never risked, he never tried, he never sang or prayed. And when one day passed away, his insurance was denied, for since he never really lived. Live this morning. Enjoy life to the fullest, but make sure you live it with Jesus, the abundant life, each and every day. And so if we're going to live this abundant life, we must... If we're going to go after Jesus and receive all that He has for us, if we're going to draw close to Him, we must understand life and that it is short. So let's go after God. Let me mention one more. Not only we must understand life, but we must understand death. When it comes to going after God, we must understand death. One day, we're going to die. Hebrews 9:27. Don't turn there. As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. That word appointed means appointment. Did you know that every last one of us in this room and in this world has an appointment with death? Did you know that? Nobody knows the day or hour. Only God knows. We can't control our birthday. We can't control our death day. But rest assured, we do have a death appointment. Now, for those who are saved, we may die once if the rapture occurs before we die. But if you're not saved, you'll definitely die twice. That is the physical death and then eternal separation from God, which is the second death. But the Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. We have an appointment with death. 1 Samuel 20 verse 3, David says there is but a step between me and death. Do you know when you're going to die and when I'm going to die? Somewhere between these two steps. I will die one day somewhere taking my next step. You will die one day somewhere between this step and that step. Make sure you're saved this morning. Make sure you know Jesus as your personal Savior. Those on Facebook, those listening possibly by the internet, on our webpage, make sure you know God. You say, how do I meet the Lord? as simple as ABC, really. And we're definitely not trying to express easy believism. A stands for admit. You got to admit that you're a sinner. Romans 6:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all are sinners. We got to admit that. B, believe. That if Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I even like the next verse, Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Baptism don't save you. Reaching the community, inviting them to church does not save you. But when you ask Jesus to come to your heart and you admit you're a sinner and tell him to be the Lord of your life and to just take up abode in my heart to take me to heaven when I die, he will save you. And because we're saved, we'll get baptized. And because we're saved, we will invite people to church. You see, good works doesn't produce salvation, but salvation produces good works. You shall know their fruit by their tree by the fruits they bear. So we see here that we have an appointment with death, and there's but a step between us and death. Since our next step is uncertain, make sure you and I step towards Jesus. Step towards Jesus for salvation. Step towards Jesus for strength. Step towards Jesus for purpose and peace. Only what Jesus has done for us will last. Only what we do for Jesus will last beyond this world into the next. He says again in Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Now, the saved will have a different judgment than the lost. The saved will stand before the judgment seat of Christ and will be judged on motive and what we've done since we've been saved. And we will either receive reward or there'll be loss of reward. But our lives shall be saved, even so, by fire, which means we won't go to hell, we'll go to heaven. We just might go to heaven with nothing to give Jesus. But then the lost will stand before the great white throne judgment, where many will say unto me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not done this in your name? Have we not done that in your name? He'll say, depart from me. I never knew you. And they'll be cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Eternal separation from God. And so we see only what Jesus has done for us will last. Only what we do for Jesus will last beyond this world into the next. I want to leave you with this morning. Harry Houdini was known for making great escapes from death. Tempted God for sure. I can't remember how many escapes that he actually made. But on one particular day, he was feeling sick. He had a temperature. And he, from what the story says and what I understand of it, he had something going on with his appendix. A young man walked up to him one day when Harry was in the dressing room and he was reading a book. And the man said, Harry, if I punched you in the stomach, could you withstand it? Could you take that punch? He said, yes, I will take that punch. I will just let me know before you do it and I can brace myself, you know. Well, as the story says, the man punched him, and he punched him right where the appendix was. And come to find out, Harry Houdini, who escaped so many deaths, died of a ruptured appendix. Even Harry Houdini could not escape death. No one can escape death. That's why we must understand death. Go after God. Because we're only one step away from death. Understand life. Life is short. Go after God. Understand initiative. If we are going to draw close to God, we must make that first step. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. That's the message this morning, Lord. I pray that maybe someone was touched or someone heard something they need to hear today. I pray you'll give liberty during this time of invitation. Save the lost and bless the saved is my prayer. In Jesus' name I do pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. If you need to come, you come this morning for whatever reason. Whatever reason. That's why we're here.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way.
Are there others? Thank you for coming this morning.
Thou art the potter, and I am the clay.
Maybe there's others. Experience real freedom today.
Wash me just now.
Do you know Jesus as your Savior?
As in thy
you can know today. Today is the day of salvation. Continuing to sing while these are here, place off of where they will do. For you.
Help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me.
Just play softly for a minute, Brother Randy. I believe Miss Mary has something she wants to say. I can give you my little microphone.
I just want to tell you that in the past week or so, I had two friends that was killed. They were shot. One was an atheist. One was a Christian. The one that hurts the most, even though they're both dear friends, is the atheist. If you don't believe in Jesus, you better start thinking about it again, no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are. These two had no idea what was going to happen. They went up to picked up a guy to take to somebody's house. When they got to the house, the guy turned around and shot the two. They shot the first two, which was the boys. They got in the house, and I guess he thought it was his mother in there, which it was not. It was an innocent person that was over there washing clothes. She got shot 8 times. The mother and father managed to get out the back door. But I pray, if you're not saved, come up here, talk to the preacher. It's not that far down that aisle. Most of you made that aisle when you got married. It didn't hurt you, and it wasn't that long. Your daddy might have thought it was. Please, if you are not saved today, come up here and get saved. Preacher's willing and able.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Mary. tell you what, Brother Allen, could we just say one more verse? One more verse. Nobody comes. Nobody else comes. We'll close the service. Give you one more opportunity if the Lord's knocking.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in
guys. Appreciate that. Thank you for all those who responded this morning. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Just remember our 5 o'clock service at 5 o'clock downstairs in our fellowship hall, and we'll have some snacks and things like that. Have a devotion. Just have a good time of fellowship. Do you feel like you've been strengthened by going down there at 5 o'clock on Sunday nights? I do. Don't you? It's been a great summer thing, hasn't it? We'll continue that through summertime, and but you just remember that tonight. If you can make it, we would love to have you back. And anything else? All right. Well, we appreciate you being here. We'll be dismissed in a word of prayer. Just remember one another. Grab a bulletin if you ain't got one already, and then just be safe and have a great week. All right, Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. Be with us now. Help us enjoy this afternoon. And just be safe when we're away from each other. Bring us back safely tonight. Give us strength, Lord, to approach this day and this week. Just going after you and living a life of victory. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're at liberty to go.